Beijing. Are the strange occurring phenomena a precursor to major events? Beijing and other provinces in China have experienced repeated strange phenomena in recent years. Many Chinese people are encountering a variety of disasters and witnessing an increase in unusually strange phenomena, which are occurring more frequently. For example, in April 2024, there were many visible accounts of meteors falling, blood-red skies, green skies, bloody suns, and disastrous torrential rain and hail. Beijing, the imperial city, was equally besieged by these strange phenomena, such as the appearance of UFOs, meteors falling, heavy rain, and the sudden appearance of hail. UFO and meteorite encounters in Beijing. In January this year, many Beijing residents photographed a glowing cloud moving rapidly across the sky. Many thought it was a flying saucer. On April 20th, many Beijing netizens photographed a fast-moving flashing object in the sky over Beijing, suspecting it to be a flying saucer. Others photographed a huge pillar of light. UFOs are considered aircraft from other space and planetary life forms, which are technologically superior to humans. So the question is, what's their purpose for being here on Earth amongst human beings? Equally, on that same night of April 20th, an unknown luminous object fell to the ground. It was said to have fallen into a clearing. Its color changed before the fall, and upon falling, it emitted fire. Some people claimed that it was a meteorite that had fallen. In March 2024, on the first day of the Chinese Communist Party's two sessions meeting, two huge meteors fell from the night sky in Beijing. They exploded in the process of falling, bursting out with dazzling green light and instantly illuminating the night sky. Historical records. In historical records, the Book of Heaven officials, it states, when the star falls to the ground, it becomes stone. In other words, when a meteor falls to the ground, it becomes a meteoritic stone. This is usually a sign that an important person is going to die. On March 8, 1976, a rare meteorite shower fell within a radius of 500 square kilometers in Jilin City in Yangji County. The largest meteorite is now on display in the Jilin City Museum. According to folklore, rare meteorite showers not seen in hundreds of years usually correspond to the end of the lifespan of important people in the world. A case in point is that in 1976, Zhou Enlai, Zhu Da, and Mao Zedong died within this year. The countless smaller meteorite chunks correspond to the Tangshan earthquake that killed hundreds of thousands of people on July 28. According to the latest records and information about Mao Zedong, he feared meteorites falling from the sky. Meng Jinyan, Mao's dancing partner, asked why meteorites fell from the sky. Mao replied, "This kind of thing is not uncommon in history, there are many in history. In China, it's called celestial induction. If there is any major change in the world, nature will show it and give people either an auspicious or evil omen." Mao later said with rare shock and fear, "The sky shakes, and big stones fall from the sky, which is to kill people. Big shots and celebrities are different." Perhaps, at this time, Mao began to worry about his fate. Mao died and is believed to have met Marx. In February 1997, another large-scale meteorite shower occurred in Hezi of Shandong Province. Within 4 days, Deng Xiaoping, the second-generation leader of the Communist Party of China, passed away. According to the Chinese citizens, since the meteorites have been appearing in Beijing one after another, they are contemplating which big shot will die next. Unusual heavy rain and hail storms. On April 22, Beijing suddenly experienced hail storms, heavy rain with thunder and lightning, and short-term winds of magnitude 6 to 7 without warning. Some Beijing residents said it was the first time they had encountered such a large hailstorm at this time of year. Not long ago, Nanchang was also hit by heavy rain and hail. This anomaly has appeared in many places in recent years. Regarding the appearance of abnormal hail, the ancients wrote that Jingfang of the Western Han Dynasty believed that the hail fell from the sky because of excessive taxes. The legend of the five elements believed the monarch appointed traitors and excluded virtuous people. Kai Yong of the Eastern Han Dynasty said there would be hail when many punishments were administered. These opinions all relate to the government. In other words, heaven is very dissatisfied and even angry with the current regime. Blood red sky. Regarding the blood red sky, it has appeared many times in China in the past 2 years. In the early morning of April 15, a blood-red sky appeared in Wuhan for an hour. On April 21, the night sky in Wenzhou of Zhejiang province appeared reddish. There was also a red-colored sky in Jiamuzi in Heilongjiang. On April 22, Nanjing in Jiangsu province and Yantai in Shandong province experienced blood-red suns. At the beginning of December 2023, a blood-red sky suddenly appeared in the sky of Wairu in Beijing. It became redder and redder and soon disappeared. In May 2022, blood-red skies appeared in Zhoushan in Zhejiang and Fuzhou in Fujian, and blood-red rivers appeared in bays in Guangxi. Ancient texts believe that the appearance of a bloody sky and river is a bad omen. To put it simply, the appearance of the bloody sky and river heralded war, famine, unjust imprisonment, a coup d'état, bloodshed, and even the destiny of the regime, the monarch, and the people were in jeopardy. At the beginning of Chongzhen's reign, the last emperor of the Ming dynasty, there was a vision of the sky as red blood, visible throughout Shaanxi. This phenomenon accompanied the emperor throughout his reign. Li Zicheng, who eliminated the Ming regime, came from Shaanxi. Now that the bloody sky has appeared in Wuhan again, does this indicate that the initiators of war or mutiny may start from within Wuhan or maybe by the citizens themselves? Green skies. On April 19, Qingyuan in Guangdong province was hit by heavy rain. A green sky appeared and then turned black in a second. The day was like night. At about 10:30 p.m. on the 22nd, a green sky appeared in the urban area of Chengdu in Hebei province. The appearance of a green sky is a sign of the fate of the supreme power. It is very likely to show the fate of the top leader of China's Communist Party, which is currently preparing for war in the Taiwan Strait. Does this indicate that once the war in the Taiwan Strait is launched, it will be the point of no return? Earthquakes. The ancients believed the earthquake was a sign that the government was unstable. The rulers had to blame themselves for not being able to bring peace to the people, and the remedy was to be virtuous and upright and to stop harassing the people. On July 28, 1976, a 7.8 magnitude quake struck Hebei province with a force equivalent to 400 Hiroshima atomic bombs. The most deadly earthquake of the 20th century devastated the city of Tangshan, claiming the lives of 240,000 people and injuring 160,000 more. Mao died only 6 weeks later, on September 9. In the past 5 years, earthquakes have become more intense. Since April this year, there have been earthquakes almost every day in China. April 1, Xinjiang. April 2, Sichuan. April 4, Xinjiang and Qinghai. April 5, Xinjiang. April 6, Yunnan and Xinjiang. April 7-8, Xinjiang. April 9, Gansu and Xinjiang. April 10, Xinjiang. April 11-12, Xinjiang and Tibet. April 13, Sichuan and Tibet. April 14, Tibet. April 15, Qingdao. April 16, Xinjiang. April 17, Xinjiang and Jilin. April 18, Xinjiang and Tibet. April 19, Xinjiang, Tibet, Yunnan, and Sichuan. April 20, Tibet. April 21-22. Xinjiang. Other local visions and natural disasters. In April, strange phenomena occurred in many places throughout China. For instance, since March 31, Nanchang, the capital city of Jiangxi province, has experienced continuous strong winds, thunderstorms, and heavy rainfall. On the afternoon of April 2, dark clouds gathered above the main urban area of Nanchang, followed by lightning and thunder, and it is said there were 44,000 lightning flashes overnight. Heavy rain and hail caused serious water accumulation in some areas of Nanchang, causing train delays. On April 15, thunderstorms occurred in most areas of Chongqing, with localized heavy rainfall and gusty winds above level 8 in some towns and villages. On April 16, in Changsha in Hunan province, lightning and thunder roared, black clouds overwhelmed the city, and day soon turned into night. On April 21, lightning struck the Canton Tower 6 times in 1 hour. On April 21, a rare waterspout occurred in Hong Kong, followed by rain clouds above and below water. Meteorologists in Hong Kong have not seen a waterspout in April for decades. On the night of April 22, an unknown luminous flying object appeared in the sky of Jiamuzi in Heilongjiang province, and a pillar of light shot out. According to incomplete statistics, from the daytime of April 22 to the morning of April 23, Most cities and counties in western Guangdong and the Pearl River Delta experienced heavy rain and localized heavy rainfall. Yangtze County in Yangjiang recorded the maximum rainfall of 4.95 inches in the province. Some cities and counties in the central and southern parts of China experienced strong thunder and lightning, short-term gales of magnitude 8 to 10, and hail. Guangdong ushered in a round of heavy rainfall at night from April 24 to April 26. In closing, through ancient prophecy, it's believed that unusual celestial phenomena or visions were closely related to the rise and fall of the human world, and all of them show God's dissatisfaction with those in power. These visions in April are not only a precursor to major events but also point out the ultimate fate of those in power. It can be said that the catastrophe of the supreme authority is inevitable, and the time will not drag on for too long. Translated by Chua BC and edited by Maria. Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.